shape. Gonna get myself into the gym and start working. Start lifting those weights in the air. Gonna be a bad guy and fight unfair. Got my eyes on the Russian bear. Gonna tear him up. I swear this guy thinks he's a champion. Gonna take his belt. Gonna be a crusher. In my trunks, I might have to use all that punk. If he starts singing the Russian anthem, I'm gonna jump him before the bell rings, cause people are cheering for me. Cause the heart is full, you gon' put in anyone. If you're my victim, you're beaten. I'm a lean, fighting machine, powerful, strong, like king. The moon, the bell. I mean, the Russian bear could probably tear me limb from limb. He would probably grin and be real happy with himself. This is not good for my health. I'm not coming out of the dressing room and get beaten up by that goon. Go back to Russia, go back home. Don't wanna get a broken bone or a lump on my head. Ain't gonna hide under the bed. Jam. I was much better off singing Funky Man. Got a nutty idea in my head. Thank God I'm wearing cats. I think I'm on running shoes. And if I fight this match, I know I'll lose. I'm out like the next given a storm. Now I'm done with Rick.
I'm the crusher, king of the ring. I'm the crusher, king of the ring. I'm the crusher, king of.
New stuff from Jeff Palmer called The Crusher. Before that, Banner Pilot with Effigy and the legendary Swagger, song called City off of Gypsies, Junkies, and Thieves. It's 909 WMFO in Medford. Play a song by Bleachers featuring Springsteen.
Thank you. and take the saddest out of Saturday night, 'cause that's just good to have what was missing.
We were meant to be bad, to always be missing.
But a girl like you really out of my head. Black tears on your cheek, I want them in my bed. I'll take you out of the sin, honey, right into the shadow.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
She's got a t-shirt that says, folks not dead. She's got a bouncing soul song in her head. She's got every song Belf has ever made. So I asked her if I could be her friend. It's my favorite band from 1 to 10. And in breath, she said, come on in. She's got the band, and she's got to figure out. She's got a long way to go. But there's not a wonder amount of song that she doesn't know. What said, will you be my anarchy? I said, won't you be my girl? Oh, come on, baby.
She's got a long way to go.
I said, will you be my anarchy? I said, won't you be my girl? Oh, come on, baby.
She's got a long way to go.
She got a quiet, unassuming charm. She's got a spiky bracelet on her arm and a bunch of misfit stickers on her car. She's got a 14 chains, you don't know where. Got 3 hot colors in her hair. She's like, the system just isn't fair. She's got the advantage. She's got to figure out. She's got a long ways to go. But there's not a one remote song that she doesn't know. She said, won't you be my anarchy? I said, won't you be my girl? Oh, come on, baby.
She's got
That was Space Cadet by the Amplifier Heads, brand new single by them. Joyce Manor with another one from 40 Ounces to Fresno, called You're Not Famous Anymore. The Young Hasselhoffs. The Young Hasselhoffs song was Come On Baby and Bleachers with Chinatown. Update on Brett. The tire is being fixed, I guess, as we speak. So hopefully she can pull this thing off. It's 9:19. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. For those who don't know, she's Britt was going to come in, and I'm going to play the E-piece from Senseless Optimism. But she had a flat tire on the way, but hopefully she's going to still make it. We'll get it in. It'll be a little tight, that's all. This is a new one by Andrea Gillis.
We make more.
That was Arms Upon the Table by Canyons and Locusts, Andre Gillis, with About a Girl. It's 9:25. I'm going to play another song from Senseless Optimism, and because we're going to try to get him in. Hopefully, if Brick can make it, that way we can play the whole CD. So I want to get him in because I don't know if we'll have time to get them all in when she actually arrives. But this is off of It Gets Better. Great new EP she has out. We played Leave Behind a while ago. This is another single from that EP. And we'll play the rest of it, the rest of the other three songs when she gets here. But this is great stuff. Senseless Optimism.
The warmest day, running to the inside of a burning field, and we get lost in what seems to fade away. It's just in my mind. It's just in my mind. It's just in my mind. In my mind. I just order takeout. You can come and play house, but not like what you've done with those other girls. 'Cause baby, I need to feel whole. And maybe I'll survive. It's just in my mind. It's just in my mind. It's just in my mind. My mind. See the world outside. Oh my, feeling hope again. And even though there's so much pain, I see the sun.
Does it matter now?
Here's what I'm going to do. That was Aaron and the Lord with a song called The Collapse. It's 9:33. I'm going to play the rest of the EP. I'm going to play the rest of It Gets Better by Senseless Optimism. Play two songs already. You're going to play the other three. Britt is going to try and get here. So rather than have her come in and have us rush through 10 minutes of talk, I'm going to play the entire EP, what's left of it anyway, now. And when she comes in, we'll chat about it. But it's great stuff. Here we go. This is It Gets Better, the name of the EP. This song's called Hater.
The sun gets brighter, I couldn't sleep another night. I mean, it seems so easy to forget. I'm sorry, but I've been cooped up inside. Run around in circles, got you all in my mind. I'm sorry, but I've been cooped up.
this far, cause I just like the vibe. So I don't know how to stay away, but it means nothing to me.
Right, that was the last song on the EP, It Gets Better. That was Nothing to Me. Before that, Cooped Up, Hater. And we also heard earlier, we heard Leave You Behind. And one more that we played. But anyway, Stay Away. Stay Away was the fifth song. So we played the whole thing in bits and pieces. And it's 9:43. Hopefully she can get here. The clock's ticking, though. But she's doing her best to make it happen. So, all right, now this is something by a girl called Diana DeMuth.
I think it's finally time to let this go. I'm tired of waiting on you, dear. Don't make it harder than it has to be. Been raging for years. It's time to stop and count our battle scars. We thought that we were pioneers. I'll make it harder than it has to be. Still shake when you're near. When I stare at your photograph, curse these things that we say. Lying here in the aftermath of the dangerous games that we play. How could we ever capture that? You try not to end up a slave, just a slave to these photographs, photographs. I guess you weren't prepared to hear me roar. I came in crashing on the shore. I'm needing more than just a melody. Been waiting for you. Stare at your photograph. Curse these things that we say. Lying here in the aftermath of the dangerous games that we play. How can we ever capture that? You try not to end up a slave, just a slave in these photographs. When you take a lover, you're bound to hurt another you love. And needing to get even can feel just like you're needing a drug. You can't get enough. When I stare at your photograph, cross these things that we say, I am here in the aftermath of the dangerous games that we play. How could we ever capture that? You try not to end up a slave, just a slave to these photographs.
That was the Chelsea Curve with A Better Way and Diana DeMuth with Photographs. 9:49. We got about 10 more minutes in this show. Song from the Bad Larrys, who are calling it quits, I guess. Well, I think they're on they said an indefinite hiatus. But this is one of the songs by Bad Larrys.
Funny, I'm getting old.
Brittany.
Hello.
You made it. We got like, this is like a, we got a speed session, this thing.
Yeah.
But you made it. Thanks for coming in. I mean, flat tie. I was updating the people as you were driving in. I said, I don't know. Give it 10 minutes, give it 5, whatever, give it 5 minutes. But I guess we better get to this. This is a streamlined approach. So how early in your life did you start making music?
That's a tough question. If you ask my parents, it was ever since I was 3. But I started taking music seriously, like 15, yeah.
And you had a release before It Gets Better, right?
Yes, I had Dreamland demos. Yes, yeah.
And
I was just dropping stuff.
Yeah, and It Gets Better is, I think it's awesome. And I don't know if you heard anything coming in. I play a lot of punk, a lot of rock, but I like to mix it up. And I want you to explain what your music is, because I hate when people try to categorize.
Right.
And some bands are pretty direct. They're rock bands, they're punk bands, they're jazz bands. But I think you're a little bit eclectic, so a little bit about what your band is.
Sure, yeah. I put it in the indie pop box, even though it doesn't, like, it doesn't sound like anything else that's indie pop. But I would probably say, you know, it's a mix of pop, rock. Got a little reggae tones in there, little R&B tones. So if you like any of those things, then you're going to
No, I think it's great. I think the whole thing's great. And Leave You Behind, to me, is like, that thing's a hit.
Thank you.
Like, I like the whole thing, but when Mike Marotta sent me this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I heard that song, and I said, and he probably told you, I said, yeah, I'll play that whole thing front to back. That's that's a great song.
And I appreciate that.
that was
originally going to be a throwaway, actually.
Wow, but you can't throw that away.
I know. Even though Leave You Behind, I can't leave the song behind.
No.
My producer, Dan Nicklin, at Henley Rose Studios, showed him the song, and I was like, yeah, it's just something I threw together. And he was like, yeah, we're definitely going to work on that song. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, so, we got to keep that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had a sold-out release show?
I did. Yeah, it was even though technically it's sold out, or it's, mm-hmm. you know, the tickets are done, it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone who buys tickets is going to show up, but they did. And it was a really cool vibe where it was just kind of like, everyone was friends, but I actually didn't know over half the people, but it was kind of like everyone was friends and everyone was here to just kind of like have a good time, relax. And that's kind of what the music is about. You know, it's about creating that bond between individuals and between yourself. So it was really cool to see.
Senseless Optimism. What would the name come from?
It's funny because I actually took a long time to figure out the name. But when it comes to what the music is about and the whole goal with what I'm trying to do with this project, it's just trying to make sure that people are optimistic in senseless times.
Yeah, it's hard times. There's a lot of stuff. Can't swear. There's a lot of stuff going on. So, and you got to try to put some kind of, I guess, positive spin on it. And your videos. I was going to talk about a couple of your videos that are not from this EP. They're pretty edgy. They deal with abuse in relationships.
Yes, yeah. Abusive relationships.
So that must be something that means a lot to you to speak out about that anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. With this EP, I try to make the music videos light. There's only one that's out right now, which is for Leave You Behind, but there's one that's coming out not this week, but next Friday, which is for Hater. Light.
Yeah,
previously, you know, like, they're very heavy topics, so there was Y, which was the physical abuse, very graphic. He didn't actually hit me. perfectly timed.
My wife asked me that. She said, does the guy... I said, no. And it's kind of hazy. You don't really actually see a hit.
Yes.
But you get the message.
Yeah. Yeah. I jumped at the perfect time.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely get the message. And at the end, it's the hero or the victim turns into the villain, if you will.
Right, right. Right.
With murder.
yeah.
Very dark sense of humor I have.
Lined it up. You lined it up with Hater.
Yeah.
As far as the video, anyway. It's kind of animated.
Yes, yeah. So the animated video, which is doing really well. Yeah, that one is really just like a love story, I guess, but it's also has tons of innuendos, which makes it...
I love all your stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
But this is like a lightning round. You know, those those games.
For the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
I rushed it through it, but I got most of the stuff I wanted to get in there.
Perfect.
Because we got like 20 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Quickly, what do you got planned? Any shows you want to plug? Gigs you want to?
So, two shows coming up. One's on the 15th of August, and the next one's going to be on the 19th of August. So the 15th is going to be at O'Brien's, and the 19th is going to be ICA.
Sweet. Yeah. That was the quickest interview I ever did. But I love your EP. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And I got to get this on to the next guy's show starts in like 20 seconds. We might be too. But all right,
thanks.
WMFO, Medford, peace.
It's in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.